Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We have on the line this morning Executive Mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Kababanga, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, sir.
And
all
good
right.
Good morning to
this one. I want to go right in with a service-related matter which seems to pop up in a lot of the groups that I'm on, a lot of the security groups, and that is with regards to the streetlights in Nelson Mandela Bay. A lot of residents saying they've reported over and over and over again that there are streetlights which have not been replaced in areas in Nelson Mandela Bay. You do have some good news, I've been told.
Yes, for the past 2 years, we did not have a contract for street lights, for street bars. The person who was appointed then had no capacity to deliver. And when we took over the city hall, we were able to take a decision that that contract must be terminated. And as I'm speaking with you, we have 9,000 street bars already, which we are installing right now, which will have 15,000 of those. Therefore, the problem has been resolved. Therefore, I'm so happy that we'll be able to make Nelson Mandela brighter again.
Mr. Mayor, we are in a very serious drought currently. What plans are on the table? I also believe there's a press conference coming up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes, we are in a very serious problem. Our teams are 13%, which means that the Koha Dam and the Nkofu Dam have gone dry, which could affect areas such as Kwanobuhle in Goodmate, and also areas such as Roma Heights, where I stay in Shano. By July, these areas might go dry with no water if we do not reduce our water consumption. Therefore, we have to do something very quickly to deal with the water problem. The Minister of Water might be joining us on Friday to come and have a discussion with us on how we can manage this problem. This issue is about water consumption. People have to reduce how we use water from 300 megaliters to 250 megaliters. Unfortunately, many of our residents do not understand how serious is the issue. That's why I'll be telling them directly which areas will be affected by July. We do have the water augmentation program to try and avoid that. It might take longer. We are about to commission Noordraft in September to make sure that we get the 40 megaliters. But we have to reduce how we utilize the water before we get into a crisis.
Are we seeing residents taking this message seriously? Are we seeing a reduction in the usage of water in Nelson Mandela Bay yet?
Not yet. That's why part of what I'll be communicating is an extensive communication program with the residents, because I believe that we must not be punitive. We must start by educating people about the emergency of water consumption. When I had a meeting with the people from the Western Cape, particularly Cape Town, Helen Zuma told me that the best way to defend yourself against day zero is to take to your residents and communicate and also mobilize them to understand the crisis you are in. You can only win that war with them. If they are not part of what you're doing, therefore you're going to have a problem. That's why we're focusing on more communication and water consumption.
All right, another eyesore for Nelson Mandela Bay at the moment is our parks. The grass is getting very, very long. We've touched on the streetlights, which you've said those bulbs have arrived, so we can now start installing that. What is the story with the parks and the grass cutting?
Yeah, I must say, look, for quite a number of time, like 2 years, these people were not necessarily renewing contracts. We had no contracts and services. I don't know what they were doing at the city hall. We had to make sure that we push to approve the bush cutting and grass cutting contract within a week or two, because I'm told that there's been an objection in the tender awarded. Therefore, we have that contract because it's an issue of compliance and responding to a person who might have objected on the allocation. Therefore, very soon we'll be able to have the grass cutting contract and also a bush cutting contract.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing a cleaner Nelson Mandela Bay soon. Executive Mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Kambabanga, thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.